So I'm Mona Bailey, the owner of GNC in Lakeland and Glen City. We own 5 locations. We're being open all this time, rough time with everyone, you know, to help the community. We're being very grateful to be able to help. And I'm here today to talk to Chanel. She's my favorite girl in the world. She is amazing. She has a great story to tell. She's a personal trainer. She is amazing. So I'm going to tell her to introduce herself and talk a little bit about her story. She has a great story I would love to listen to today. So go ahead, Chanel.
Hi, guys. So for anybody who doesn't know me, I'm from the Lakeland area. I'm a personal trainer. I've always been super athletic throughout high school and all that. But once I got older...
How are you? Are you
good? Good morning.
Yes. Go ahead.
So
sorry.
As I got older, you know, life happens. You have kids and your kids are your first priority. So I kind of let my health slide. I was my heaviest. I was 206 pounds. In 2014, I was found unconscious in my bathtub and I contracted bacterial meningitis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's super, it's a horrible disease or illness, but it basically eats your brain and spinal cord. Yeah, so.
Very scary.
Yeah, very, very scary. So I was in ICU for a while and had a long recovery time after that. But once I recovered fully, I knew I had to change the way I was living. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't exercising. And that kind of gave me the incentive to, okay, well, something's got to change. That was too scary. I don't know what caused it. I don't know why I got it. So let's start with the basics and, you know, change into more of a healthy lifestyle. Yeah. And so that's what I did. January 17th, 2015, I remember it was the exact day I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, okay, we're not doing this anymore. And I started with just making small goals. I knew in the past I had had the same idea and wanted to start losing weight. And I jumped in head first and was completely overwhelmed because fitness is so vast. There's so much information on it that I just knew that in the past I had failed because I tried to go too hard. I was starting too fast. I didn't slowly try to put myself into this new lifestyle. So I basically started by saying, okay, every day I'm going to run on the treadmill for an hour, because it was what I had access to. And I'm just going to completely start changing my diet, starting with drinking water instead of Coke, because that was my go-to was Coke. So that's what I did. And from there, you know, it seemed like every week that went by, I would start seeing changes and that would get me excited. And it kept me going. It made me feel good. And of course, you know, you're building all this confidence, your endorphins are always moving, and it just helps you be successful, you know, down the line.
You really said 2 great points in that while you were talking. That the first one you said, I set up the date, mm-hmm. so you held yourself accountable.
Yes.
And you said smaller goals.
Yes. Small.
It's like, this is like a lot of people's issue that they think they want to die. They're going to go starve themselves for a week or 2 weeks. It's not. It's a lifestyle. You said just a lifestyle. Smaller goal and that lifestyle. And that's what you did.
Yeah, and you can't just jump into a completely different lifestyle. You have to kind of ease your way in, or because that's what I found as a personal trainer, talking to people and working with people. You know, they have all the right intentions. They start strong. They go to the grocery store. They buy everything in the produce section. And, you know, they go so hard that within a few weeks, they're just burnt out mentally and physically. And you just have to start very small, small baby steps. My goal or my motto is set small obtainable goals, smash it, and then set another one. You know, that's how you have to do it. You have to start very small. So that was honestly probably the key to my success.
Well, a lot of people give up because they think they can just do it all at one time. And just like from here, it's just like they quit after one or two. Hey, we have John here too.
Hello. What's
up? You know what, guys? I have a phone call. He's been trying to call me. I'll let you talk for a minute, and I'm going to see what this person is trying to call me for. It's my husband, actually.
Okay. You better answer it then.
I'll be back.
Okay.
So we were talking about the smaller goals of dieting. So you guys continue.
Yeah.
And I'll be back in a minute.
I would have to say, I heard a little bit, but to chime in, a lot of times people hit that wall very, very early. And one of the problems is making, they do too much cardio right away, or they cut their calories, they hit, you know, they stall on their weight loss, they lose a lot, and they hit that wall, and nowhere to cut from. And so that's the biggest problem I always see in dieting is people don't know how to manipulate their diet, supplements, and cardio, and think they have to make drastic changes when really they don't have to starve themselves. You don't have 4 hours a day or 2 hours a day. Sometimes it's only 5 minutes extra. Sometimes it's, you know, taking 100 or 200 calories from the last meal of the day or something.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you're right. It is. It's small little changes. You know, you can't dive into a completely different lifestyle. And, you know, most times you're not going to be successful. So it's always key to just start making small goals, set it. But like you said, I mean, it's science. So you just have to kind of know what you're dealing with and go from there, you know, cutting a few extra calories. Maybe, you know, a lot of times too, I've seen where they kind of do both, where they cut their calories and then they add more cardio. And by 3 weeks in, they're just completely exhausted, you know, and like you said, they lose weight in the beginning, then you always hit a plateau. I mean, everyone hits a plateau. I remember I was stuck at 155 pounds. It seemed like a year. In reality, it was probably about a month and a half. But, you know, that's in that time frame, that's when you really test yourself to see, is this what I'm going to do? Or am I going to flake out like every other time? Because you have to have that willpower to say, I'm going to trust the process. You know, that's a problem with us humans. We want things like 2 days ago, and we're not realizing that it takes time to correct, you know, our lifestyle. So that's very, when you start your fitness journey, it starts right here. 100%. I believe that you have to be in the right mindset to push through those good times, to push through the hard times. And if you can, then you will be successful for sure.
Yeah. It reminds me, it's funny. I had a client today who, all week, and you'll relate to this because we've all done it. And so you said something really key. One of the things I have on my client forms is trust the process.
Yep.
And it's form. And it's like, trust the process. Don't worry. Don't stress. And all week, he had told me he wanted to get into, you know, the 230s. And he was, that was his mindset all week. And all week, he kept weighing himself. Every day.
That scale.
Every day. And I kept telling him, I said, will you stop getting on the scale? I said, I swear. And so we were chatting last night, and he, sure enough, he had gotten on the scale that day, and he had put on like a pound and a half.
Exactly.
So the problem is, number one, it's impossible to put on fat in one day.
Yeah.
I said, it's probably sodium. And I said, did you change anything today? He goes, well, I went and I got some bagged chicken, and three of my meals were bagged chicken. I said, do you know the content of that chicken? And he goes, no. I said, you took in almost 5,000 milligrams of sodium. I said, of course you're retaining water. This morning, which is his check-in day, guess what? He had dropped
three.
Almost three. You got the number. You know it. So, guys, if you're eating clean, you're exercising, if for some weird reason your weight and everybody's weight, not just his or yours or mine, every single person, your weight is going to fluctuate based on sodium, water intake, exercise.
Yeah, of course.
Emotional too?
Stress. I mean, there's a million. Yeah. Yeah, your body.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because people people don't understand what stress actually does to their body. So here, you know, they're trying to be successful, like your client losing these few pounds.
Sorry.
You know, that stress of weighing every day could cause him to not hit his goal, even if he was doing everything like he was supposed to, because stress messes with our body like we don't understand.
Yes.
Yeah, I see it oftentimes. It's kind of weird. One of the girls that she trained for a show in June, and early in the diet, she was really holding. I mean, really odd, and it's not her first show, but for whatever reason, she was dropping but holding, and now we're about 10 weeks in the diet, and she's dropping 3 pounds a week. I'm having to increase her calories, and sometimes it just takes time to really, you get to these certain points where, and you've probably seen this, where all of a sudden it's like, you can't keep weight on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're in the diet, which if you've done everything right and you've done it methodically, slow and steady, you'll hit these points where your body is almost in turbo, where you're I'm literally eating more food than I ate in the beginning of the diet, and I'm dropping weight, dropping weight. You don't have all that inactive tissue. Fat, guys, listen, body fat doesn't do anything. It's not active. So you're not burning calories. If you put on lean muscle, guess what? You burn calories.
Yep.
50 more calories.
And that's where that's where it comes to Chanel and what she does at the gym and the personal training, and how important the exercise is diet, because you cannot only exercise and expect to be fit, or only diet and expect to be fit. They both work together, you know.
It has to work together. But yeah, so, you know, later on in my journey, after I started losing all the weight, I got to a point where I was super small. Like, I'd lost sight of my health and went from one spectrum to the other one, because that was the goal to someone who doesn't know better, which was to be skinny, you know, or not be heavy. So at that point, I felt like I was killing myself to maintain my lowest weight, which was 115. Oh, and for me, being an athlete my whole life, I've never been 115 pounds. So I was, you know, very small. So one day it just clicked, and I'm like, you did it. You lost the weight. You know, so it's like, now we have to readjust the goal, because I've done it. So it's like, this isn't where I want to stay, but my first phase is complete. I lost the weight. Now I want people to look at me and be like, man, she's strong, you know, with no doubt. Like, people, every time you look at me, like, someone's going to say, man, she's strong. So that was my next goal, was to start putting on muscle, which is a whole nother monster from weight loss. It's a complete opposite. I mean, it's a complete switch. Where you're trying to, you know, limit your calories when you're losing weight, doing a lot more cardio, putting on muscle, you're going to eat a lot more and you're going to lift heavier weights. So, that was exciting to me. And that's when I, stopped in a GNC and met you guys for the first time. Woo! Yeah. And I talked to Hytham, who is amazing. He's at the, Lakeside Village. Everyone that works in GNC is so knowledgeable about supplements, the science of fitness. And it blew my mind walking in there the first few times, because I would find myself in there for hours, you know, and like, I would just be reading labels, and I was just so hungry for knowledge. Like, I would stay there until they kicked me out, trying to, you know.
Store for a kid, right?
Yes. And you know, just taking all that knowledge, and of course everyone was always so friendly and, you know, took the time to go into everything with me. But I started using GNC's Total Lean products, and between my determination of losing weight, changing my eating, and adding in Total Lean supplements, my weight came off like it was ridiculous. I started building muscle. My favorite Total Lean products are, you guys know, CLA. Most women my age, 34, 30s, have had kids. So we all know our trouble areas. I've had C-sections, you know, so we all know how fun that is to our stomachs. So I honestly, when I started this journey, I kind of in my head said, okay, well, we're not going to have a flat stomach again, but let's just see how healthy we can get. Well, as my journey kept going, I'm seeing all these changes and I'm like, wow, I might have a chance at this. So I started taking the CLA and a thermogenic, and between the two together, within probably 2 weeks, I seen my first ab cut. I was so excited. The CLA helped me tone in my stomach area, in the areas where my C-section was, where I had a little extra weight. From there, I started doing more research because, look, if I can change my body as much as I have, like, why stop here? Let's keep going. Let's see how far I can push myself, how far I can come. I started adding collagen in, and between the two of collagen and CLA, I feel like it has completely transformed my midsection. Any loose skin that I might have had from being overweight, I feel like it's gone. And I've been a fan of it and been taking it since I first started with you guys.
It's been about what?
It's been about 5 years.
5 years. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. 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 It's been a long time.
I'm getting old and I'm not realizing, you know?
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's been a long time. Yeah. And so, you know, obviously I'm faithful to, you know, you guys are locally owned and you got 5 locations. And every time I go in there, I learn something. And to me, that's more valuable than having something delivered to my door in 2 minutes. You know, like, I would rather go in there and have that relationship with you guys and also learn while I'm there, because I'm a trainer and I do this for a living. But if anyone thinks that they're too proud to not learn something, they're losing out in life, because I love soaking in that information. So going there and talking to you guys, it's kind of like my getaway. I like going up there and seeing my people and learning the new supplements and what's coming out now. And
a great point. You said it's been 5 years. So yeah. It's a never stops. If time goes, it's your lifestyle. You keep taking this. Once you stop or you quit, or you said, oh, I hit that wall, that's fine. You go back again to the old days and you find yourself within 2 months, 3 months.
I can wreck my body in 4 weeks. I mean, if I don't exercise, I'm 41.
I think anybody can.
Listen, at 41, let me tell you.
Yes.
It takes a long time to build, and it takes even longer to cut. And yes, all that hard work.
I have an example today, this morning, I can put it on. Yes. This morning, my husband has been playing racquetball for so many years at the YMCA. And of course, the YMCA.
He's competitive too.
He's very competitive.
He's very competitive.
And this morning, he got a t-shirt and he put it on and he said, oh man, it's getting tighter. I said, oh man. It's been closed. That's why you're not playing the racquetball. Yeah. And that's maybe a month and a half. And he booked it right away. Yeah. I mean, and he still walks and do like biking and cycling and stuff. But still, I mean, it's just really, you have to keep doing the same routine to keep your body in that shape. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, and this is the perfect time right now when we are, you know, in this time where we've been ordered to stay home, like, you know, I have had I've been lucky enough to still be working up until this week. But, you know, if most people are sitting at home. So it's like the weather is beautiful. It's like, get out, you know, start everything right now. Like, you have no excuse. There's literally no excuse right now. You have nothing else to do. I've actually talked to a lot of people and I've had a lot of people come to me and they're like, you know, I'm kind of thankful that all this has happened because, you know, where before, like, I had excuses, I've found a passion for going out and walking with my family, you know, and just getting out of the house and being more active. So I think this quarantine has actually kind of helped our community out as far as like getting back in touch with what's important and what's real in life.
We always had an excuse. Oh, I'm working too late. Oh, I'm busy with the kids. There was always an excuse. Now I think there is a great opportunity. It was a great opportunity. Hopefully when it opens, we stick to the way we used to now, you know?
I'm hoping for a lot of people, I mean, that this is kind of a wake-up call.
Yes.
Fortunately, in this country, you have your health till you don't.
Yeah, exactly. And then it goes quick.
And the reality of today's situation is if you don't have a strong immune system,
exactly,
you are putting yourself and at risk. This is unprecedented times, and if there's ever a time to readjust your priorities and your lifestyle, it's now. Because the reality is, everything's going to open, and there's going to be more exposure. There's going to be more people close by, and the immune system. That's what is going to keep you healthy. If you write things, I would just challenge you. You don't wait till tomorrow. You start now. And
I had a client, Shepherd, the other day. I was home with Richard, and she said, "Well, I eat right." And I said, "I understand. We all eat right, but there's other part. Our body needs more supplement. Like at this time, especially. Do you think you're zinc? I'm like, no. Do you think you're vitamin C? I'm like, no." I was like, "What does zinc do?" I'm like, you know. And then she's just like, "Antibiotic." And I started explaining. So go ahead.
Well, and another thing too is, I've found with talking to people that people who eat right, honestly don't eat as right as they think they do. So, you know, where they might have made changes in their diet, they still might not be getting all the nutrients they need, and vitamins they need from fresh food. So even if you do, it's still good to supplement your system, because chances are you're still not getting enough, even if you have an on point diet. You know, you have to make it science. This whole thing is science. And if you don't add one part of that equation, yeah, you might get some changes, but if you just fix one part of the equation, you could get two times the, so it's, you know, there's a science behind it all. And you guys are here to kind of help and raise awareness to all this, because had it not been for you guys, you know, who knows where I would be or what I would have learned or taken away from everything. So, you know, fitness is one part of it. Nutrition is another part. And both parts, like you said before, have to be on point to get the best results. And, you know, it's like, why would anybody do anything to get half of the results? You know, my thinking, the way I look at situations is, all right, if I'm doing this, like I'm doing it 100%, because I want 100% of the results. I don't want 50%. I want to go the right way. I want the results the safest, fastest, way. So I'm giving it my all, you know, and that's where adding the nutrition comes in. It's key. For example, I've seen people working their tails off in the gym for, you know, a straight month, never heard of a BCAA. And when I hear that, I about drop dead. I'm like, how, you know, how are you still standing? Have you ever heard of branched chain amino acids? And they're like, what is that? And I like gasp. I'm like, you know, like if you added this to your daily routine, for one, your muscle mass, you would grow quicker. You would recover quicker. You're going to feel amazing. And that's just adding one supplement to your daily routine. And, you know, so it matters. It all matters. Same with protein. It is so important to get that protein in after your workout. So all those muscle fibers that you tear during your workout, you take your protein in, and that helps you build muscle. You know, so everything goes hand in hand.
What the problem is, and I'll get on my soapbox for a minute, I can't tell you the number of times that people, they love coming in buying a pre-workout. And listen, if anybody loves stimulants, it's this guy. Okay? Everybody who knows me can tell you.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody who loves energy more than I do. However, guys, buying powders and not doing branched chain amino acids during your workout, if you're not doing protein powder afterwards, not doing vitamins, omega-3s, like it's just nuts. I mean, I don't know how to say it any other way. Pre-workouts don't build muscle. They don't.
Well, I can tell you what it's like. It's like driving a car with no oil.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's
you're going to drive that car and you're going to drive it. And yeah, it's making it to point A, but any day it could break down in between. You have to put the stuff you need in your body, in your car, to keep it going, period. No matter, you know, which way you look at it.
You're not doing those things. And notice I said omega-3, vitamins and minerals. It's not the sexiest supplement, but when you are missing macronutrients and essential fats, notice essential fatty acids. That means you have to have them.
Yes.
They don't have enough of them in our diets. It's impossible. Impossible.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
How many fish do you need to, like, the fatty acids? How many fish do you need to eat a day?
Let me put it this way. So one of the, I'll never forget one time I was doing a seminar. The guy goes, there's no way I'm taking 3 fish oil a day or omega-3. That's too much. I said, what's the last time you went to McDonald's? He goes, I don't know. Said, how many grams of fat was in that meal? He goes, I don't know. I said, probably about 70. I said, let me ask you a question. 3 grams of good fat, 70 grams of bad fat. Which one is too much again? Which one? He's like, I never really thought about that. We're conditioned to believe if I'm taking a vitamin, a fish oil, and you have all these supplements, I always get, is that too much? They're different.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what, at the buffet, nobody asked if I had 10 different things on my plate if it was too much eating.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I know. Kinds of foods and a dessert.
Exactly.
And nobody will ask that. But if I'm taking 5 different supplements, which personally I take a lot more, but I say 5 minimum, which that's like vitamins, fish oil, protein, amino acids, and a pre-workout, like very, very basic.
Yeah.
Really. And nobody will question eating, you know, all these other foods and stuff that has GMOs and sodium and fat and terrible bad fats. But if I put a fish oil in front of their face, they're scared to take more than one.
Yes.
It's just wild.
Yes. Yeah. And another thing too is I've talked to people and they're like, oh, well, aren't your supplements, you know, so costly? And I'm like, not really, not since I cut out, you know, eating fast food, stopping and getting coffee, you know, all that extra spending I was doing before on junk food. Like, no, I'm actually saving money and my health is better.
Now that lady I was talking to you about, told her, oh, I just stopped and get a soda or something from 7-Eleven. And I said, how much does this cost you? And I was talking to her about the Vita Back. $1.25 a day. Yeah, $1.25. She said, but you paid $1.99 for your soda plus tax to $2.19 or something. Like, yeah. And I said, well, if you multiply that and you get your overall health for $1.25, which one is more expensive? And this is just one time. Not your kids with you stopping at a 7-Eleven or a convenience store, you know?
Talk about Starbucks.
Yes.
Or Starbucks. Easy $5 pop every time.
I didn't agree with that.
If there was a Starbucks, I'd have some issues.
That's why I buy my Keurig and use my Total Lean Shake, ready to go shake for my creamer, and I'm good to go. Yeah.
But that's really the Starbucks, and you're saving $5. It's just like, it's crazy.
And it tastes the same. And the thing is like I said before, it starts up here. So, you know, you have to start transforming the way you look at things. So, you know, make your coffee at home and try to make it taste like your Starbucks coffee, but make it healthier. But yeah, it might not taste just like it, but that's where you got to start here. It's like, okay, well, it's better than nothing, right?
A little bit. It's also compromising a little bit of taste here and there. It's just like a little bit. It's not much. Yeah. Do it later on, because that's the way of life. So, and also one more advice we just talked about. Hey, people are like, during this corona, people like don't have jobs, don't have anything. Come on, you want to go spend $5 in a Starbucks right now? I wouldn't do it. You know,
right? No, yeah, everybody's pinching pennies, and that's kind of what I did. Like, I didn't want to give up coffee, and everybody's like, oh, you can't drink coffee, and I'm like, that's crap, because the only thing that's bad in coffee, besides the caffeine intake, which I need, is, you know, all the sugar and the creamer that's added to it. So that's when I started grabbing those ready to go, Total Lean Shakes. And I use that as my creamer, and it sweetens my coffee, and it's perfect. So it's like,
yeah, I'm telling you, the Total Lean line, it just got the powder, the RTD ready to drink. It got like those bars. They actually came up with the mini thins.
Listen, I will eat 4 boxes of Thin Mint.
Thin Mint Girl Scouts. Oh my God.
I have to come up there and get some. I just seen those in your first video, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to have them.
It tastes like the real thing. I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh.
And it's mostly like 25 grams of protein. They're very high in fiber. It's really a kind of legendary, kind of a one of the top line as far as protein, you know, in the market. So we really love this line, and it could work for men or women, also for kids. It's just like it's a it's
And you also have a vegan option for the protein, which is amazing. So if someone comes in and they're vegan, I believe it's gluten-free even. Yes. So, you know, the Total Lean really...
The flavors, how many flavors? I mean, orange cream, berries, and vanilla, chocolate. I mean, just like variety, so many variety. Nobody will say, oh, I didn't have whatever I don't like or my option.
There's not a lot of flavor.
Yes,
a lot of flavor
options.
Yeah, so, and I've never tried one I didn't like. They're all amazing. And that's a big, when I'm looking for a protein or a supplement, I have to enjoy the taste of it. From drinking water mostly, you know, it has to be something that I can get down. And not too sweet and, you know, this and that. So
running right now, buy one, get one half off.
Yeah.
So we can mix and match it with a drink, with bars, with two flavors if you want to change.
Yeah.
So, and it's very affordable when you do that. And also, you know about the sign up, the loyalty program and where they give points. And so people like after spend like $150, they get dollars. They give them $10 for their birthdays. They get emails for any promotion we have.
Bounce back coupons.
But, God! I mean, it's a great program. We love it, and it's just like even we have a customer history for like when we go in the system, and if the customer like, oh, I cannot remember what flavor I got last time. We just go in and check. Oh, that's great. And you know, DFOM is so special, but thanks to technology that they save that information and we know exactly, like if you have a plan and you want to work
flavor,
on it.
Yes. Everything.
Exactly.
I've done that before. I came in and I'd purchased something, maybe it was a pre-workout and Hytham, you know, asked me, oh, what'd you have last time? And I wasn't sure. He went and looked it up and within a second he could tell me what I was. So you know, and that's the thing. You guys walk in there, you take care of people. So that to me is worth everything. And that's why I've always come back to you guys. Yeah, I could get it to my door in 2 days, not have to fuss or go to the store, but you guys are local. I'm all about, you know, keeping things local. And I think most people should try to do that and stop trying to live in the times.
Yeah, we also been taking care, like we've been open, we have the curbside and we do that. We've been like keeping our doors open if you guys see, because we didn't want people to keep opening the knobs and touching things. We have the guard, the facial guard now, so customer cannot like really interact with the coaches or the people who's working. We clean all the time. We're really trying to take every precaution and to help prevent this, because we have to be to do our parts too, and everyone their bars, so this doesn't spread. I know it's been a tough time and we have to be staying at home, but life has to go on, but we have to be very careful, and we're doing the steps to be careful and taking care of our customers.
Well, and I just want to say that even before all this, GNC, your locations have always been 100%. You guys always have taken pride in your locations. Even before this, you walk in, every location is clean. I've never seen anything out of line at any location. So you guys have always taken pride in that. So it doesn't surprise me that you guys have, you know, added all these things to make everything a little safer.
We're thinking that we've been in business for 20 years and we've been like, we love Lakeland, we love Glen City, we love our clients. We want to thank them. Of keeping us in business. You want to thank the nurses, the healthcare workers, the firefighters, the
police officers, the police officers,
the grocery people, the trash.
Yes.
I mean, all these people, like, and even us, like, opening up and being outside, and it's just like really my team. I just thank them from the bottom of my heart for being here every day. I mean, it's just like it's been a tough time, but when we come together, we're gonna go through this together. And I think I'm very optimistic, you know.
Well, I represented GNC for the last month at my last job. I had the opportunity to go work at a Walmart distribution center because of their employees being, you know, working a lot harder, longer hours. They hired a team of personal trainer, massage therapist, physical trainer or physical therapist, and mental health specialist to come in and kind of help their employees throughout the shift. They're having aches and pains, we would help them stretch. So I wore my GNC shirt every day and, you know, I was out there too. And everybody, it's amazing. All the people who are still going to work and going through all this, and, you know, coming back home to their family and having that fear as well. So, you know, it's definitely been, world changing. It's definitely changed a lot since all this.
Beyond anyone's imagination, that was happening. It is what it is. We are strong. We're human, and the human are strong. I think.
And we stick together in our community. We're together. Our community has come together in ways that have really shocked me. And it's really nice to see, you know, all the food being delivered to the hospitals from our local restaurants and all that stuff has been really like eye opening and kind of gives you faith in humanity again a little bit.
We love that. And that's great. And I want to tell you, Chanel, I can really appreciate that time with you today. You've been amazing. Okay. We tried to go live, but it didn't work. But we always can do the Zoom and we're recording and go back again to it. We want to do more of this. I would love to do more with that. You know, please, I want to invite you more and more because you've just been amazing. The way you're talking real. You're explaining to people the real thing that goes through their mind. You've been there, that, and it's easier to talk to when you go through the steps of it because it's not easy. And people don't think that they can do it alone or by themselves. But we are here to help. You are here to help.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key is, you know, that's why I've been so successful in training because of the fact that, for one, I've been there. So I know everything, all those voices in your head, you're telling yourself, you can't do this, you can't do that. I've been there and I want to be, and I've made it my mission to be the voice that overrides your voice and says, you're going to do this. If you tell yourself you can't, you're going to do it twice as good. You know, like, so I've had that way of working with clients to where I can be real and they respect me for that. Because if you're really trying to change your life, you have to be real with yourself and you have to accept real. Because if you want someone that's going to say, oh, you're doing great when you're not, then you're not going to be successful. A good trainer is going to tell you what needs to be done and not let you slack. And from coming from that side, like, yeah, I know it's hard. So I know when you're being pushed too hard or when you're being pushed past your comfortability limit. And, you know, that's why I love doing what I do because I have that way to kind of push them past that and show them, you know, that they can achieve things if they just put their mind to it.
John, do you want to close with something? Say that you're here to help.
Excited for Monday. I love interacting with people. It's one of my 20 years later. This is in September will be my 20 years of doing this. And, you know, I still look forward to it. I get even more excited just talking with people and helping them and seeing their successes. That's the most rewarding part is the people and they're happy. That's something that you can't get online. The Amazon, any of these places, they don't care about you. They have no interaction. A lot of their stuff, they're paying people to do fake reviews. All this stuff. You really don't know what's right and what's wrong. And we have so much information on so many different things. It's confusing to a lot of people. And 20 years later, helping people sort through what's true and what's not true is very, very rewarding for me. And then seeing their families changed, they're being better parents, fathers, mothers, their teenager kids are doing better in sports. They're active, they're healthy, even down to like my elderly clients. I have a lady who came in yesterday. She's retired from the sheriff's office, Miss Stella. She always comes in, gives me a great big hug, and she reminds me of my mom. So we help all ages.
Miss Dobson was just
here. Miss Dobson was just
here. She was just the one who walked earlier.
She shopped for her whole family. Usually she'll come in and buy Quest chips, Quest bars, points. I mean, you name it, and she's got it. But
I love how she looks. And she looks great. She looks great. Yeah, but she's taking care of herself at that age.
Yeah, well, I hope to see everybody now that you know everyone's getting back to work and we're starting to reopen things.
And the weather's beautiful. Looks cute.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So just look forward to seeing everybody. I appreciate all of our Rick customers that we have seen over the years, and you know many more to keep on going.
Yeah. How about you, Chanel?
And I'll throw in one more thing to add to John's. One more seller for me as far as walking into a GNC over ordering from Amazon is the fact that no matter what, you guys have always stood behind your product enough to say, hey, if you try it and you don't like it, bring it back with no problem. Amazon, no other place is going to do that. Once you open that bottle, you're not getting a return. So it's always given me the confidence to buy because I know that, okay, they're not going to sell me something if it's bad, knowing that I'll turn around and bring it back in and they can't do anything with it. So, you know, and I've never once brought anything back because the recommendation has always been on point. But just having that thought, knowing, hey, you know what, I'm going to take the chance on this. If I don't like it, no problem. I can return it. You know, that's another key point for me as far as, you know, dealing with you guys over a place that's going to send it to my door.
I don't like it. I bought some stuff from Amazon and the hassle to return this.
Yeah, I had to go to Kohl's and I don't have much time.
You have to go to Kohl's and you have to do this. And
I'll get many days off.
Oh my God, no, right? You're here.
But yeah, so anybody who's looking for that motivation or, you know, has any questions on fitness, you know, feel free to message me. My Instagram handle is beastmode_training_warrior. Beast mode warrior underscore training. And please feel free to message me. Like John said, you know, our reward as trainers and in this industry is helping people reach their goals. And that's what I strive to do in life. So if you have any questions about fitness, how to get started, nutrition, supplements, working out, you know, please feel free to message me. And make sure you go by and see everyone at GNC. And if nothing else, stop in and say hey and kind of introduce yourself and see what they have to say. I think you'll be surprised.
Yep. Thank you. Well, I want to thank everybody.
Yep, thank you guys.
I want to thank everybody. And I want to say also follow us at GNC Lakeland Plant City on Instagram, Facebook. We are here to help you. We love Lakeland. Lakeland Plant City. So come on and see us. And Chanel is right here too. If you want to meet with her at one of the store. Just let her know.
Yep. Let me know. I'll come see you guys.
All right.
You enjoy your Saturday, guys. Mona, you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I love your hair.
Oh, thank you. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.